This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Yep, what the world needs now is love, sweet love. So I'm giving you all a big, big virtual hug. Oof, does that feel good? We are so wanting to hug each other, aren't we? I mean, I can't wait to see my family in a couple of weeks going to Florida and having that chance to be able to do that because everybody's been vaccinated. And speaking of being vaccinated, that this is still the war on how you feel in this country, how you feel about being vaccinated, and are you getting vaccinated? Do you know people that got vaccinated that had a bad experience, so it kind of shook you off of it, and you feel like I've said this a lot of times because I've heard this from people that I have talked to about this. They feel as though that herd immunity is going to happen anyway, so they don't need it. I think the vaccines, like it or not, are going to be something that's going to happen year after year after year. I don't think that this is one and done or two and done, and then we move on, woohoo, and we don't have to worry about it again. And I think we're desperate for a party, America and beyond our borders. I really do. Kate Delaney, as always, happy to be the skipper of this ship, navigating in some choppy waters, but not waters we can't handle. I mean, this isn't like the Ever Given. We're not stuck in the Suez Canal. You're not trying to dredge us out. We have to pull each other up. I feel like we're all walking each other home again, even if we have vast differences, whatever they may be. So the idea is, let's get out of this thing. Let's really see that light at the end of the tunnel and all run for the light at the end of the tunnel. Sometimes, especially in the beginning of this pandemic, because I was a big fan of The Walking Dead in the beginning of the rollout, especially of that show, it feels like that. It felt like that to me. I can remember being in downtown Dallas at one point, and it was like seeing nobody. Like, here I am in a major city in the United States, and people are drag racing. I mean, the streets are empty, and that's why traffic deaths, you know, car accidents were actually on the rise because people were driving so fast because so many of the streets, honestly, were empty. Just to be able to get back to some sort of normal. 96 million people have been vaccinated. That's the number. 35.9% of the eligible population, 16 and older. 28.9% of the total population. And of course, the concern is still again about super spreading events and what to know about variants and all of that and what's safe when you're vaccinated and symptoms to watch out for and side effects if you get the vaccine. I mean, you know, it's every day there is a little tiny bit of a twist, but it is that same Groundhog Day conversation that we do have. And it's affected us in so many ways, financially, mentally, emotionally, whatever. Affected families, obviously, with kids in school, not in school. I had lunch with a friend the other day, and it was like a ghost town. It was perfect because I felt very, very safe. And she's got two kids in school and high school, and where they go to school, half the kids mask, half of them don't. They're they've had some people that have tested positive in the past. There, some people are worried. I mean, it's just split. It's like the school is split the same way. So in looking at where we are in just the world with all of this, I mean, it's still about what happens moving forward. Is there a vaccine every year? Is there going to be a vaccine passport? And that's like a culture war, a vaccine passport. Is it fair to have a vaccine passport or not? Because especially if it doesn't have anything to do with international travel, will you have to have one to get into eventually bars, ballparks, and other businesses that don't want to outbreak? They don't want the risk because they don't want to have to shut down again. So are they contemplating the idea that, yeah, I want to see your passport? There are a lot of these initiatives that are being tossed about, that are being worked on. And then, of course, the other thing is there a mask? Is the mask, the idea of the mask mandate, but a soft mandate, where forever and a day, so that doesn't change, you have to mask up? I do not believe we're going to see a mandate from the Oval Office or Congress that at all about vaccinations and your status. I don't think so. I think it's private companies that are going to want to know whether you have had the shots or not, because they want to make the money they used to make and not have the public hazards connected to it. They don't want to have the risk of something spreading, some event, some spreader event, any of that. They don't want that, and they don't want to have to shut down and stop operations. So we don't have passports yet. But could it be that this is something that does become a thing, and then does the finger pointing begin? Because already this is a nation divided in so many ways. Vaccine or not, mask or not, hoax or not, which I'm sorry, I cannot even give you any credibility. I cannot toss any credibility in the way of a hoax when we look at the amount of deaths, when I know people rocked by this, when I've seen people rocked by this, when I've seen people I knew who died from this. Yeah, not a hoax. And that's why I admire those that were taking their last breaths and wanted to say to people, don't have this happen to you. Don't end your life this way. Don't end up on a ventilator. And how many people were scared to death to think, I don't want to go to a hospital. I don't want to end up that way. Sad day at the trial of the former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin. Young witnesses testifying what they saw with the George Floyd Chauvin encounter and feeling helpless as they watched what was going on. A 17-year-old, Darnella Frazier, pretty impactful, her testimony. She talked about that she feels guilty and has anxiety about his death and not doing more to intervene. She was the one who shot the video of Chauvin with his knee on Floyd's neck in that 9+ minutes that went viral and changed the world. Protests all over the place. And then, of course, the arrest and the things that subsequently followed. Day 3 in that trial happening on Wednesday. Stay with us.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission, and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
If there's a sudden disaster, and you can't get to the grocery store, or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again. Now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, "It's never too late to be who you might have been." Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea helps regenerate new cells. Everything from the cells in our skin to the cells in our organs, so they function properly. Great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a disease. A 1-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com. Or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
What could actually be a couple of different types of mic drops, sort of in your wacky odds and ends. And I will confess this, because my husband said, "You must be getting old." You know, I started watching occasionally Wheel of Fortune just because I want to beat him, right? I want to scream out the letters and figure out the stupid, silly puzzles. And I'm not great at puzzles because my focus is not on that. As all of you know, or maybe you don't, and maybe you don't care, but I'll just tell you, I am a content junkie. So meaning I love reading books. I love learning, and I like, to chill. I like to, watch sports or a movie or something, or smash that little silly white golf ball around, which will frustrate me to the day that I die. But so now there's been this kind of interlude of Wheel of Fortune moments, and I've kind of grown fond of, because I didn't really ever watch it, or I knew what it was, of course, and knew who Vanna White was and knew who Pat Sajak was, but I didn't realize his kind of cornballness grew on me. I mean, he has corny jokes in there, but they're funny. And Pat Sajak, though, yikes. I mean, maybe in the effort to be funny. And I think if you've ever heard the fabulous introduction, here's a big voice who introduces Pat Sajak. Check this out.
Here are the stars of America's Game, Pat Sajak and Vanna White.
Thank you, Jim Thornton. Thank you very much.
Jim Thornton, wow, great pipes. I got to get him to do something for this show. Maybe Pat Sajak will let me borrow him for a few minutes. So anyway, on Friday, last Friday, one of the Wheel of Fortune moments went viral and out on Twitter. And what happened was he was responding to a female contestant's letter request, and he said that the contestant asked for the letter D, because you scream out letters, you know, as when you spin the wheel for how much the letter is going to be worth and try to guess the puzzle. So she screamed out, or asked for, I shouldn't say screamed, but asked for the letter D while working on a puzzle. And Pat Sajak said, she wants a D, and she's going to get one. And so I guess viewers, just let your own imagination figure that out. I guess viewers took it that way and were shocked, and it became this huge social media share all over the place in not a great way. And in fact, there's like this backlash. So some viewers even started a petition calling for him to be removed from Wheel of Fortune because I guess of some of the slip-ups he's had lately. So producers supposedly want him to take a break from the show. And I don't know if that's true or not, or if that's just a rumor. But, you know, it just goes to show you, right? Pat Sajak. I mean, I even got a thing from him on my birthday. My birthday was yesterday. Wishing me a happy birthday from Pat Sajak. I think it was just a slip. And people are being too rough on Pat Sajak. It's the effort to be funny in the cornball-y jokes. All right, truly, this is just pure stupidity. If you're in the mafia, would you put yourself out there on YouTube or in any way, shape, or form in a podcast or on the air somewhere? So for the past 7 years, officials in Italy have been trying to locate Mark Farron Claude Bayert, who is a member, allegedly, of a big crime syndicate based in Europe. He was wanted for allegedly smuggling cocaine into the Netherlands in 2014 for the Caciocola clan of this mafia in that area, and he fled to Costa Rica, then made his way to the Dominican Republic, where the cops say the 53-year-old had been living for the last 5 years. During his time there, he lived pretty quietly and avoided locals and tourists and was under the radar. He did his best to avoid people, but he couldn't resist. Oh, he couldn't resist sharing his love of Italian cooking with the world. He started a cooking show on YouTube with his wife, and that was his downfall. So he puts himself out there with these videos. He covered his face, but he didn't hide his tattoos. Investigators spotted the tats, and that was used to identify him. So here he was posting all these cooking videos. So he was taken into custody in Boca Chica last week and extradited back to Italy, where he's going to face charges for drug smuggling. Duh. Drop the mic on that one. Yeah, I mean, tattoos are identifiers. Any form of, you know, you could, the littlest thing can be a tell and could give somebody away. And if they've been looking for you for however long and you're on their list, something like that could easily, poof, pop up and somebody sees it. And, of course, it was easy once they saw the tattoos. Why didn't he just stay quiet? Why didn't he just make his food for him and his wife and not say anything? People, when you're out there on social media, I mean, it is out there. It's not invisible. I think there's this craziness of thinking it's all invisible. It is not. It is not all invisible. It may feel that way, but it's not invisible. Truly, I could have actually used even this for a mic drop. I got hooked into a show that I couldn't really get into in the beginning, and it's from Canada, and that's where it originated, and it's called Schitt's Creek, and that's the name of it, seriously. And it was a really good series. I had friends that were hammering me, watch this, and finally I did. I think we had a long weekend or something, and bad weather, and we started watching it. The motel in that show, and they really made it pretty cheaply, the show. I mean, it was great. It was a lot of the action took place. It's just in this one town. This Schitt's Creek, and there's a motel in it. So the motel from the hit television show is on the market. And what do you think? I mean, it's just an old motel. I mean, really run down old motel. It's on the market for $1.6 million. $1.6 million. Whoever buys it, they're going to probably have to pump, I don't know how much into that hotel or motel, really, to make it more inhabitable, I would assume. I could be totally wrong about that, but we pretty much got the real deal when we saw it. But it became famous because of this show. It's like movie sets. It was a piece of the television set. And so the fact that so many people were watching it, it all of a sudden highlights, oh, well, we have this property. We can put it up on the market. How much do you think we can get for it? So there's a lesson here. If ever somebody in television, and it's a decent series, you feel okay about it, if ever they want to use your place for something, and this show should take off, I don't know, you might want to let them use it for a set. Because you could sell it for who knows what. 1.6 is really, really insane. I mean, really crazy, crazy, crazy. And from the category of you could be sued for anything and everything, especially if you're a big company, Amazon is being sued over a claim that one of its California fulfillment centers failed to give workers a required 30-minute lunch break. Ooh, that's serious drama. When you're working hard in a fulfillment center, which means you're hustling boxes, you're pulling orders, that's exhausting. If anybody's worked in retail or worked in any kind of a factory situation, you know what I'm talking about. You might love your job and you get there and you're pumped up on the caffeine or whatever it is you do to get there and feel good. But by the end of the day, it is a drain by the time you get to the end of it. So 30-minute lunch break, not to get that? Yeah. Somebody came up with a brilliant idea. Hey, how come we're not getting it? Maybe we need to sue them, right? Why not? Sure. And here's from the I'm shocked category, or maybe I'm not. Lawmakers in New York agreed on a deal to legalize marijuana last week for the 21-plus crowd. It has the potential, to create $4.2 billion in the state. That's the industry. $4.2 billion industry in the state. Yeah, they'll take the money. So what does that mean? Can you walk down the street and smoke a joint? How does that work in New York? Oh, boy. All right, hang with us. Coming up, Michael Yen.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki. A new study from the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases showed evidence that the COVID vaccines will provide protection against the new variants of the virus. The study found that patients who had recovered after being infected by variants from the UK, South Africa, and Brazil all retained their immune response to the virus. The report stressed that a larger study was needed, as only 30 patients were examined, but said that the data would be valuable towards seeing whether booster shots will need to be developed. And new satellite images show North Korea may be taking steps to produce more nuclear weapons. The images released Tuesday show plumes of smoke emerging from buildings at the Yongbyon Nuclear Research Facility. NBC reporting that experts believe the images show North Korean efforts to restart processing plutonium for weapons at the site. The activity comes after a pair of missile tests from the North Korean regime, a likely challenge to President Biden's new administration. This is USA Radio News. Florida Congressman Matt Gaetz is under investigation for an alleged sexual relationship with a 17-year-old girl, according to reports. The Department of Justice is also investigating whether the congressman may have violated federal sex trafficking laws by allegedly paying the girl to travel with him. The investigation has reportedly been going on for at least a year. Gaetz has denied the allegations and tells Fox News that there are records that will prove his innocence.
The person doesn't exist. I have not had a relationship with a 17-year-old. That is totally false. The allegation, as I read it in the New York Times, is that I've traveled with some 17-year-old in some relationship. That is false, and records will bear that out to be false.
In a statement, Gaetz said that the allegations were part of an extortion plot from a former Justice Department official seeking $25 million from he and his family. Gaetz says that he has cooperated with federal investigators in the matter. The congressman has not been charged with any crimes. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
All right, we are in the Man Cave, a.k.a. Whoa Man Cave. By the way, you can always pick up my book, Invade the Man Cave. It's on Amazon. It's being updated, actually, right now. So wait. Wait until after the tournament, and then there will be even more to add to the book because I talk about the madness of March. So far, my pick to win the whole thing, Gonzaga, is intact. They beat Creighton the other day, 83-65. They're in the Elite Eight. How about Michigan? Wow, Michigan knocking off Florida State pretty easy, 76-58. That's coming out of the East. Of course, Gonzaga in the West. UCLA, boy, my Alabama. I thought Bama was going to be there, but they were better than 10 on them. 88-78 was the final score in that. They've got a guard who's phenomenal, JJ. JJJ, as I like to call him, and he nailed 17 points, and he had a couple of really big step back three in overtime, and that made a big difference in that win for UCLA. And USC, I didn't really necessarily predict this either. USC knocking off Oregon 82-68. Of course, Isaiah White is tremendous. 22 points, 5 boards, and 1 assist in that win. And the guard was instrumental in their year.
and was key in what's happening so far in the madness of March. And, of course, things can change and move and evolve in a couple of different directions, but that's some of the scores and some of what's happened that I thought was interesting coming off of a Sunday anyway. The NFL is interesting because we're getting ready for the draft, and there's so many conversations about what's going to happen here and what's going to happen there, especially with teams like the 49ers. And we would be talking about this, you know, if you play fantasy football, just if you're a football fan in general. The 49ers general manager, John Lynch, and, of course, the coaches, Kyle Shanahan, came out finally out of their, that sounds funny, came out of their bunker, because really the media in the Bay Area has been all over them, and they said, what are their, you know, what are their plans? Because they keep getting asked about Jimmy Garoppolo. What are their plans for the third pick in next month's NFL draft? And, I mean, this is the first time they've talked to the media since the very, very beginning of January, and Lynch and Shanahan talked about 40 minutes or so talking about why the move they made on Friday to acquire the third pick from the Dolphins in exchange for the 12th pick this year, first and third round choices in 2022, and first round selection 23. And, you know, they said they had planned to draft a quarterback at 3 and that they did intend to hang on to Garoppolo, barring, this was the key thing, barring a significant trade offer for him. And it was interesting to hear how they kind of stepped around that. You know, San Francisco had a terrible season last year, 6-10, and their whole focus was, what can they do at quarterback? What options can they explore? And obviously it's been a couple of tough years because what he's missed, and how do you compete when you've got a missing hole, which is the glue to me, the quarterback. Some of the options they initially considered, Matt Stafford, who was with Detroit and then was traded to the Los Angeles Rams. And of course they looked at Deshaun Watson, who's in the middle of 19 sexual harassment allegations right now. So this will be fun to watch and see what they do. You look at the quarterbacks, the top possible five quarterbacks, Trevor Lawrence from Clemson, he would be sought after, obviously. North Dakota State's Trey Lance keeps getting mentioned. Ohio State's Justin Fields comes up. This draft will be interesting to see what the 49ers do. I mean, and that goes for so many of the other teams. To me, it's the maneuvering around the draft that becomes fascinating. Would you do this for that? That kind of thing, for sure. Major League Baseball and vaccinations. Major League Baseball issued a memo to teams on Monday outlining what they're calling relaxed protocols for vaccinated players, coaches, and the staff members. They're saying they're creating a path for them to be able to eat at restaurants, bring family members with them on the road, gather indoors, and restore what they considered in this memo normal lives after nearly a full year of stringent health and safety policies. Now, the memo strongly encouraged players and staff members to get one of the vaccinations, didn't demand it, but encouraged it. And that would apply, the new protocols would apply to fully vaccinated Tier 1 individuals or teams where 85% of those Tier 1 people were vaccinated. So the people who meet that requirement can gather without masks in hotel rooms, carpool together, play cards on airplanes, eat at restaurants, meet outdoors, on the road with anyone of their choosing, stay at personal residence when traveling. Because, see, these are the kind of things that normally could happen in baseball. And that they didn't have to wear their masks when exercising. They don't have to inform a compliance officer when leaving the team hotel. So I would think there would be some incentives to getting that vaccine when you think of the freedom that Major League Baseball players normally, previous to the pandemic, would enjoy. And, you know, managers have said this in spring training, that they're going to encourage players to get vaccinated, but respect the wishes of those who choose not to do it. And it kind of prompted questions about whether there's going to be enough players in the latter group to prevent teams from reaching that 85% threshold. And, of course, there's no statistics right now available on that. But, boy, I would sure think with what you would be able to do on the road in baseball, like other sports, with the amount of time you spend in some of these places, I would think that they would want to do that. I mean, what do the rest of you think of the man cave? You can always flip me your thoughts, kate@katedelaneyradio.com. Because if you don't, then you wouldn't be eligible to do some of what the others are eligible to do. And, you know, you have family, you have friends, that kind of thing. And you want to do what you want to do when you can on the road. That's how it used to be. There's a lot of freedom in Major League Baseball. And, of course, they're pretty much saying, we're not telling you what to do, but this is how we look at it. This is the things you can do, and you wouldn't be eligible to do them if you didn't. So it's pretty. They're pretty much saying, it's this or you're going to be just stuck in a different address. If you don't do that, forget going out to the restaurants, forget doing all that other kind of stuff. All right, I mentioned this briefly, and I'm going to bounce back to Deshaun Watson, who was phenomenal when he hooked up with the Texans and was such a bright light. I can remember I was speaking somewhere on draft night when he was drafted, and somebody asked me before what I thought, and I said, I had a pretty good source on it, and it seemed obvious they're going to get Deshaun Watson. Well, now, fast forward years later, he's facing 19 sexual misconduct lawsuits, and his attorney is saying this is false. But they keep piling up. The lawsuits were filed by a Houston attorney who's entered them into court on behalf of a bunch of different women, multiple women, claiming he committed at least one act of sexual misconduct or assault against them. And it's kind of similar in nature what they're saying. They're saying that this happened when he hired a female to give him a private massage. One of the lawsuits refers to him as a serial predator and includes allegations that he assaulted a massage therapist in California. Now, his lawyer is Rusty Hardin, and he responded to the allegations, in the statement, and wrote that any allegation that Deshaun forced a woman to commit a sexual act is completely false. So where does this go, and what does the NFL do about it? Because, you know, look at their reaction. Normally, the NFL is investigating it. That's what's happened. They've been made aware of it, and they're looking into it. The Texans have said they'll be staying in close contact with the league over the course of the investigation. So now with the league investigating, there's a chance that Watson could be hit with a punishment in the NFL that finds if there's any merit to the allegations, that's what would happen. So now it'll be much more difficult for the Texans to trade their star quarterback with other teams who might want to see, you know, how this investigation plays out before making a deal for him. In fact, I think you could say for sure that's exactly what will happen, because what team is going to right now make a move on that until they know exactly what happens there? And the answer is they're not going to get traction. So that once that investigation is over, of course, different story, but it's not there yet at this point. And it's interesting to see how the NFL is handling it, because at first first it's okay, they're waiting, and then when you have another and another and another come forward, then that just completely changes the face of what they decide, you know, they're going to do, because how can they sit back? And they know they can't sit back on that. And, are they out of left field? What is, what Rusty Hardin's saying, and what does that mean? The new suits against him, I guess he offered, there were three new civil cases were filed against him. And, they've acknowledged that, he's offering settlements. Wow. Stay tuned for, I think, more on the saga of Deshaun Watson, that's for sure. All right, once again, 24/7, you can shoot me your thoughts on anything, man cave related or otherwise, kate@katedelaneyradio.com. Stay with us, an interesting doc coming up next.
Hey, Delaney, and I have a confession to make. I'm addicted to journaling. So many of the ideas I get from my radio show or books hit me at weird times, and I need to write them down. Does that happen to you? So I decided to create my own journal with my pal Jackie. Looking for a great gift for your wife, sister, mother, aunt, friend, or boss to end 2020 or kick off 2021? My girlfriend's gratitude journal includes inspirational quotes and loads of room to write, and it just dropped. Here's the best part. You'll also get a copy of my Forbes book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Increase your odds, win big, and become extraordinary. It's loaded with ways to chart your own life and filled with the success habits with some of the biggest names on the planet, stuff they shared with me that can help catapult you. Here's the best part. For both hardcover books, it's just $29.99. Yep, go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer. Again, all of it for just $29.99. I got the shipping covered. What are you waiting for? Just go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my Sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Has such a great sense of humor, and he's very talented when it comes to what he's been doing with children's books. And we're going to talk about Little Bella and the Bullies. T. Steele Petrie joins us. And picture this, you're a family physician for 40 years. You know children. And I'm thinking to myself after I talked to him, oh, maybe a week or so ago, that every time when I was a kid and I went into a doctor's office, they had like these readers or these magazines like Ranger Rick that were 5 years old. So can you imagine if you had these in doctor's offices now, because they're so up to date and so good, so many of his children's books. But this is the one we're talking about, Little Bella and the Bullies. T. Steele, thanks for coming on.
No problem. I appreciate the conversation.
So how did you come up with, we'll talk about the other books in a second, because I think it's fascinating, the trail that you're going down, but how did you come up with this specific book and title and the way that it flows?
Well, Little Bella and the Bullies, actually, I was, as a kid, I was bullied because we moved about every 4 years. So you're always the outsider every time you move into a new community. And so I'm well aware of the bullying effect on people. And that is just a kind of a national disgrace at this point. And so I thought, well, let's write a book about a little dog that gets bullied and ultimately proves herself, and that's how it came about, basically, so that she was accepted by the group ultimately, and that's what we all want to be, is accepted for who we are and just understanding.
So in your books like this one, because you have other ones like, you know, Little Billy and the Birds, and you have Little Freddie in the Forest, is also the idea that it's cleverly done as far as the illustrations and all of that sort of thing in the story, but the story has meaning, right?
Definitely. My purpose in writing is and illustrating both is to both entertain and provide knowledge and hopefully some guidance as well. So it started off with Little Sally on Safari, and that was just the story about a little girl who gets lost, and it has some information regarding how to handle if a little child gets lost, for instance, you know, finding a mature person that can assist and that type of thing. So it started off with that, and then ultimately kind of grew into Little Billy and the Birds and Little Freddie in the Forest, and it discusses the forest animals and which ones you should approach, which ones you should not, and basically information about the animals. And then ultimately, after we went through Little Billy and the Birds and Little Dougie and the Dogs and the rest of it, we started to get into more cultural items, such as Little Bella and the Bullies. And I wrote one, Little Ben Asks About the Birds and the Bees. And we're writing one right now, Little Finley Finally Finds a Forever Family. It's about adoption. And so those type of things. We're kind of taking on a little more in-depth discussions regarding issues of the day.
And I can only imagine these books are received well among your circle, but do your friends, when you said, you know, here you're a retired doctor, hey, I'm writing a bunch of children's books, and did they look at you kind of funny at first, like, really, that sounds interesting, Doc?
Yeah, pretty much. That's the way it is. It started off when I just started painting, and you were exactly on as far as the magazines and such that are usually in doctor's offices are kind of a joke as to an extent over the length of time that they've been sitting there. And in fact, a friend of mine who was a patient gave me a bunch of National Geographics from the 1950s and 1960s, which I put in the exam rooms purposefully because of that. They were very interesting. The advertisements were just hilarious. I mean, and it was interesting, and it was kind of a joke that we did. Like, I had a skeleton in my office, and then I put a cigarette in its mouth, and they said, What is that skeleton doing with a cigarette in its mouth? I said, well, he couldn't stop.
You have such a good sense of humor, a wicked sense of humor. So in the end, like we said, that there's lessons, obviously, for kids. What ages of children do you think really can absorb your books?
Well, they're directed to be, it depends. The earlier ones are mainly for 2 to 7 primarily. The later ones are probably more for 5 to 8. You know, maybe Little Ben Asks About the Birds and the Bees, maybe up to 9 or so. You know, when they start questioning the world and questioning their parents, and their parents are wondering, now, how do I explain these issues, you know? How do I explain bullying? How do you deal with this? How do I explain sex education to a 8-year-old, you know? those type of things, and adoption, and we have another one out. Little Dudley is definitely different, which is just now being illustrated, and that's about diversity. And so we're attempting to get across the point that I try to live by, and that's the golden rule, treat others as you'd like to be treated yourself. And that is the basis of my books, basically.
So when you're writing, you know, the writing in the beginning would be different from tackling, like you said, where we are in our culture now, like issues of diversity and bullying and being different and adoption. Is it more difficult, or does it take you more time to kind of figure out the right way, I would imagine, to put that out there for children?
Indeed, it does. I initially started with illustrations and then wrote the text that went with the illustrations. In the more recent books, I'm doing the text and then doing the illustrations that correspond to the text. So there's a change in that format as well. But I think, again, the idea is to provide knowledge, to teach, as well as to entertain with the books.
Yeah. For you, when you, you know, it's a big deal when you put books together, when you produce them, when you write them, and then you actually see them out there in the world. This has got to be a lot of fun for you, right?
Oh, it's definitely a lot of fun. My mother was a poet, and she had a gift with poetry, and I think some of that got passed on just because of the fact that she read her poetry to us. And so my brother and I and my sister all developed some skills from that, I do believe.
Yeah.
And I think it's important. One of my main goals is the bonding time that parents have with their children when they are reading bedtime stories or anything. I that is something that cannot be duplicated in any other format. It's just so important that kids actually have that bonding experience with their parents.
Yeah, over stories, absolutely. And I want to mention this, and we're talking to T. Steele Petrie, and you can get his books, of course, on Amazon, that you are nationally recognized. You were a finalist for 2020 Da Vinci Eye Award for the cover of Little Sally on Safari, because you talked about the artwork. That's a big deal. That had to feel pretty good.
No, that was exciting and surprising, both, actually. When I got notification, it was kind of like, this is interesting. But then I found out that only 5 out of over 2,000 get selected for that. And that was indeed a big deal to me. It was nice to be acknowledged that I'm not only doing this for my own benefit, but I'm actually somewhat good at it anyway, I guess.
I like that. Oh, so humble. From the guy who had the skeleton with the cigarette in the mouth when his patients came in. I love it. Little Bella and the Bullies and the rest of T. Steele Petrie's work, you can get it on Amazon. Thanks for coming on.
Thank you.
And thanks to all of you for listening to this version of the show.
Yeah, what's up?
Hi, this is Kate Delaney, and I have a confession to make. I'm addicted to journaling. So many of the ideas I get from my radio show or books hit me at weird times, and I need to write them down. Does that happen to you? So I decided to create my own journal with my pal Jackie. Looking for a great gift for your wife, sister, mother, aunt, friend, or boss to end 2020 or kick off 2021? My girlfriend's gratitude journal includes inspirational quotes and loads of room to write, and it just dropped. Here's the best part. You'll also get a copy of my Forbes book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Increase your odds, win big, and become extraordinary. It's loaded with ways to chart your own life and filled with the success habits with some of the biggest names on the planet, stuff they share with me that can help catapult you. Here's the best part. For both hardcover books, it's just $29.99. Yep, go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer. Again, all of it for just $29.99. I got the shipping covered. What are you waiting for? Just go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer today.